Welcome to this very Merry Christmas edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Joining me in studio is Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen, and I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo. Now, tonight, we really want to talk to you about what seems to be the theme for 2014, protests. We have seen protests sweeping across the nation all this entire year. And, of course, we've reported how the Pentagon has been studying the tipping point for civil unrest, and if 2014 is any indication, it's just the beginning. We saw protests there at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. We were out there reporting the buses being blockaded by protesters there in Murrieta, California. Obviously, the Ferguson protests have really escalated. Now they're still ongoing all across the country. And just as recently as this weekend, the guys were out in Spokane, Washington, as well, where they were protesting the fact that a very small police department there said they needed MRAP vehicles to deal with constitutionalists storing ammo. So, Joe, you've been to several of these protests. What do you think? Have we reached the tipping point?
Well, from what I've seen so far, it looks like most Americans have said enough is enough. We're tired of the police state. We're tired of being bullied. We're tired of thinking that our children or having a child is going to be dangerous to bring them up in this kind of a nation that we're turning into. Really, how many parents want their kids to grow up in a country where tanks and MRAPs and snipers are all up and down the streets, where you can't tell the difference between a U.S. Army soldier and a local police officer? I think America said, you know what, we're done. And we're going to get out. We're not going to be sitting on our couch. We're not going to be lazy. We're going to go out and we're going to voice our opinions and we're going to fight for our rights, for what, you know, what should be, what we should have as Americans.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was something that I did find really pleasing this year, is that people weren't just hypnotized by the news and the media. They weren't satisfied with just watching it.
Well, you hear a lot of talk. You hear a lot of talk all the time, but you very, very rarely ever see action. You know, you very rarely see people get up off the couch and go out and make an effort to be heard, to go out there and rattle some cages. And that's what 2014 has been all about.
Absolutely.
Well, it makes sense, too, because the more of our freedoms that are being eroded, at the same time, we're seeing this escalation of all these protests at the same time. And I just want to remind everybody that these MRAPs that are popping up everywhere, they're not just the big cities like Los Angeles and Chicago and New York. This is small town America. And these are mine resistant, ambush protected vehicles that are normally being used in combat situations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now they're in these small towns, virtually crime-free areas, and you got to wonder, what the hell do they expect? I mean, what do they plan on using these MRAPs for?
Well, they're not even regular MRAPs. These are MRAPs
on steroids.
They are much bigger. The ones in Iraq and Afghanistan I used were at least half the size of these. These are giant MRAPs. They're another 3 foot taller and about 3 foot wider. This is out of control, and they need it for constitutionalists. You know, when I spoke to the undersheriff in Spokane, he says, oh, these are going to be used for the constitutionalists. And I said, well, I don't understand that. What do you mean? And he's like, well, what we mean is extremists. So I'm saying, okay, so what you're saying is constitutionalists and extremists are the exact same thing, and you just you made a mistake and said the wrong word, but they both mean the same thing?
Right, and this is something that we're seeing happening at police departments all across the nation, this rhetoric. Where are they getting this rhetoric? It's trickling down from somewhere, that they're being told, you know, the veterans and the constitutionalists. And meanwhile, aren't they constitutionalists? Didn't they swear?
Well, that's what they claim to be. The sheriff claims to be a constitutionalist right there in Spokane, Washington. But like I say, you know, Barack Obama claims he's a constitutionalist as well. Where they're getting it from is from the federal agencies. We've seen the training manuals from the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and now even the Southern Poverty Law Center, of all places, they are training our nation's police departments. I was blown away when I found this out, because I just couldn't believe the SPLC. But all working together, they're basically training their police officers into believing that we are the threat. And we're talking conservative Americans, constitutionalists, and libertarians. And it's right there in the training manuals. We didn't know if this was really sinking in or not until you know, we saw this deputy's remarks that were caught on camera, where indeed it's starting to filter in as he made the comments that the MRAP was for the Constitution.
But being a Constitution, that's what our country was founded on.
Yeah, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone. It is weird.
Going out and shooting guns, not being able to pass your weapon from friend to friend. This is the tyranny. This is what's got to stop. Mm. And all of a sudden now we're the bad guys. We can't go out and shoot guns. We can't go out and exercise our First Amendment rights. You know, when I was in Ferguson and also in Murrieta as well, we were forced into different areas where we could even go out and voice our opinions and talk about the issues.
Yeah.
So this is something, this is a narrative that is being taught to these police officers, and the federal government needs to get out of our business.
Right. And it's gotten a lot of, you know, they're saying that a lot of these protests were because of racism, you know, the Clive and Bundy, that they were just a bunch of racists out there. And then you had the Oath Keepers show up to Ferguson and help protect the businesses there for the black businesses, black business owners, where the National Guard wouldn't even protect their businesses. But meanwhile, that, you know, the spin when they were at the Bundy Ranch was that it was racist. And same thing with Murrieta, where it was racist because they were stopping the buses full of illegals. Meanwhile, it is illegal what was happening, and people are standing up to that tyranny saying, why are you doing this? Why are you tearing down our country? Well, and then here now the Ferguson protest.
Well, the federal government is supposed to be here to bow down to our needs, not the other way around. We don't bow down to the federal government. They're supposed to be here to help us with what we need. And when they don't do their job, what do we have to do? You get people like the Oath Keepers, stuff like that, that come out and go, you know what? We're going to protect your businesses, because in Ferguson, they were pulling the police back. They weren't even letting the firefighters get the protection they need to put the fires out to protect those black-owned businesses in Ferguson. They were being shot at and attacked. So you need people, you need Americans, you need constitutionalists to come out and step up and go, hey, this is it. We're going to do your job, and if you can't do it, we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
Well, and constitutionalists are stepping up to the plate, and they are saying that, and they are voicing their opinions, and that's why, you know, the corrupt government or the criminal element of the federal government, they couldn't get away with this without help from the mainstream media, who's brought in to demonize us, and also character assassinations that they like to, that are always hyped up by the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. So they're working together, and they absolutely need the mainstream's help on this. This way, not only the police departments throughout the country, but the average TV head, you know, they're walking around as well, thinking that constitutionalist and conservative Americans are some kind of terror threat or extremist threat. So they can't do it without help from the mainstream.
Absolutely. And it's really evident by the way they're handling this NYPD shooter, because they're having to really distance themselves from this inflammatory racist rhetoric that's been allowed to be, you know, put all over the media. And now they're trying to separate that, saying he was an extremist. You know, that was just his extreme behavior. Trying to, you know, pull Al Sharpton out of the muck and de Blasio.
Well, it seems like an easy way for this to pull away from the black and white hate that's been going on is now, you know, the officer was Hispanic and the other one was Chinese. So now it is a war with cops and civilians instead of black and white. Right. And now the New York Police Department is saying is that they are a police force at war.
Right. Exactly. A wartime police force. And that's exactly it. To take the energy of the people and the momentum of these protests and to basically say that now no one is allowed to even talk about police reform, and no one can even talk about the militarization of the police and all of that, because, you know, you've got to show respect because of the behavior of this one extremist who, you know, was obviously on a shooting rampage. He, you know, shot his girlfriend first initially before going after the police. And so you got this one person kind of tarnishing all the protests. Meanwhile, the protesters are saying, no, we're not going to stop exercising our First Amendment. You can't suspend democracy. So it's, you know, it's definitely being manipulated, of course. That actually happened this past Saturday while you guys were in Spokane. They're protesting the police department there. Did that spill over to the protests at all? Or I think that they had kind of ended by the time you guys were there. But what was the response you were seeing there?
Well, the first protest we were at was the I-594. That is a bill that they're trying to get passed where it makes it a felony if we exchange weapons. So if you and I go to a shooting range, I'm shooting my gun, you go, hey, Joe, I want to shoot yours. Without doing a background check, we could go to jail. Hmm. So there was a lot of people out there for that protest. There was a few hundred people, and there was an anti-gun heckler in the crowd who was out there.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com in Spokane, Washington. Now we're standing outside of the Superior Courthouse where there is an I-594 protest going on. Now just moments ago, a heckler was in the crowd. They kindly asked him to leave the crowd. And apparently people saw him. They witnessed this man over here being arrested right now assault a woman. Now the police have come out of this vehicle over here. They put him in handcuffs, and they are now removing him from this demonstration. Tensions are pretty high here in Spokane today. The citizens of Spokane are extremely angry that this I-594 is being passed. Now what that is it makes it illegal to transfer your firearm. Now what that means is if you and I go to a shooting range, we want to go out, take turns shooting each other's guns, we can no longer do that. That's a class 3 felony. Now what you have to do is you have to go through a in-depth background check on that person before you can give them your weapon. No, so if you don't do that, that is a felony. You can be arrested. So this is something the citizens of Spokane are extremely upset about. They're angry because it infringes on their rights. It goes against the Constitution. It goes against what we as Americans stand for. And they're saying right now, we're not going to stand for this. We don't want this. Get it out of here. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
And that video was a perfect example of how to deal with an agent provocateur and to not allow yourself to be caught up in that when you're at a protest, how to handle yourself, because it is really important to get out there and protest and to stand up to this.
Yeah, the gentleman out there, he actually smacked a woman in the crowd, and some of the people in the crowd made a citizen's arrest, and there were actually police officers in a car waiting. And as soon as they brought that guy out, they came over, arrested him, and took care of the situation. It didn't get out of hand. It didn't get out of control. It was very nice, smooth, calm, and collective, and everybody went on about, you know, with the speeches. And then one of the persons that talked, that was Representative Matt Shea, and that's someone that we both had opportunity to interview, and someone that I believe is an outstanding American, mm-hmm. a true patriot, and one hell of a politician, someone that we needed more offices
absolutely
across the country.
I was impressed with the entire community. They're very fortunate to have State Representative Matt Shea, on their side, and had a chance to sit down and talk with Matt Shea. We discussed the military buildup, the domestic police force that is not only right there in Spokane, Washington, but it's also throughout the entire United States. Let's take a look. Hey, we're here at the offices of State Representative Matt Shea in occupied Spokane, Washington, as he is fed up with the increasing militarization of our nation's police departments. Now, this guy, he's what a real leader should be. He's got the guts to stand up against tyranny, and he doesn't sit around playing politics while our freedoms are being eroded. Now, we're going to go in there right now. I want to get his take on the rising police state in America. And also want to ask him what he expects tomorrow, Saturday, as there is a massive protest scheduled to be held in front of the Spokane Valley Police Department in defiance of the increasing domestic police army right here in Washington State. Let's go check it out.
Well, I'm State Representative of Spokane Valley. I've been serving for 8 years now, 4 full terms, and I'm also the assistant floor leader for the House Republicans in Washington State. But more importantly, I'm a combat veteran, I'm a constitutionalist, I'm a pro-Ron Pauler, I'm pro-life, and I'm a gun owner, which probably checks off all the list of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
You are concerned about the increasing militarization of our nation's police departments, not just here in Washington State, but across the board, across the entire United States. What's wrong with militarized police patrolling the streets of America?
Well, I think it's an escalation, and I think it causes division in the community. And clearly, there's a lot of people up in arms in Spokane Valley with what just happened with this deputy saying that these MRAPs are going to be used for constitutionalists who stockpile guns and ammunition. Well, that's most of my legislative district, most of the city of Spokane Valley believes that way. So I think it's very alarming. And this comes on the heels of Senator Rand Paul's Senate hearing where he questioned the administrator of the program that is bringing these MRAPs down to local law enforcement because they're also giving local law enforcement bayonets. And he said, what reason would you ever need a bayonet for in local law enforcement? And they didn't have an answer, of course, and he called them on it. And it's not just the equipment. I think a lot of people get lost in the equipment. It's the attitude.
Absolutely.
It's clearly the attitude that the people are the enemy that believe in the Constitution and the rule of law, when it should be the other way around. The question should be, why aren't you a constitutionalist? Why don't you believe in the rule of law? You took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Why aren't you upholding that oath? And I think that's what we need to challenge local law enforcement all over the country with that. And, you know, it's heartening to me and encouraging to me because there are deputies, there are officers that disagree with the direction of the militarization of the police and have approached me privately. I know they've approached InfoWars privately and said, hey, look, we don't agree with this. We don't believe in this. And we really have to change and get back to what we were, and that was peace officers, not law enforcement officers.
That's right, and that's what we need to do. We need to open up the dialogue, and let's start talking about this, and let's re-educate them. Because the deputy that made those comments, he's just regurgitating what he's learned in training. And so tell me about that. You were there, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, actually training police forces here in Washington. That blew my mind when I heard about that. And you were actually there in the training. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So several years ago, this same sheriff that is at the center of this entire controversy brought the Southern Poverty Law Center to Spokane, Washington, Spokane Valley, actually, and trained the deputies. And I was on the list of the dirty dozen most dangerous constitutional legislators in the country. And
so that's a badge of honor, by the way.
It is a badge of honor. I take that as a big compliment, probably the biggest compliment anybody could receive here as an elected official. But in that training, what was so alarming is the Constitution Party was a domestic terrorist organization. They put up on the screen the picture of the leader of the We the People movement out of Pullman and said he was a domestic terrorist. Now, these people have never been charged with a crime, and I've talked to them. I know them personally, and yet they are being labeled domestic terrorists without any charges whatsoever. And that was the most alarming thing to me out of that Southern Poverty Law Center training. What we did is we went out publicly and questioned the sheriff on that, and he had about the same reaction he's had this time, a defiant reaction. To me, that's not what a leader does. A leader says, you know, I'm sorry. And what the Southern Poverty Law Center does, and in recent days, deputies have come up to me and told me about the training they're receiving, and they're labeling people constitutionalists and using it in a broad spectrum to really label everybody. And the problem is the dictionary definition of constitutionalist is somebody that loves the Constitution and supports the rule of law. So change your terms in your training, or else we have to assume you're intentionally doing this.
Well, and doesn't it echo what we're seeing from the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, even the FBI, because they're training everyone across the board as well, that constitutionalists, libertarians, Tea Partiers are potential terrorists. We've seen the training manuals. So to me, it's like a group effort to kind of persuade law enforcement agencies that we are the enemy.
Words have meaning. Constitutionalist has a meaning. And again, it is somebody that supports the Constitution and the rule of law. That's what this sheriff should be doing. That's what every deputy, that's what every...
Well, he claims to do it. He says, I'm a constitutionalist. I've seen him. But that's just, talk is cheap, right?
Well, it is cheap. And he says that this whole video was taken out of context. I don't know a situation or a context where ever a statement like that would be justified,
yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And so I have to ask the question of that sheriff, do you really understand, or are you doing this intentionally? And like I said, words have meaning. And if you want to talk about context, let's talk about the context of bayonets being given to local law enforcement, this massive militarization that's happening where MRAPs are given to small towns with 2,000 and 3,000 people where there really is no justification at all for them to be there. Let's talk about the context of this particular sheriff who on October 20th, 2014 at a debate at Central Valley High School said, and I quote, I with the stroke of a pen can take away your rights and I can take away your life in certain circumstances. That is a startling statement from somebody in the context of everything else that's going on.
I, with the strike of a pen, can affect your freedom. I can also take your life in certain circumstances. And you're telling me you don't want me held to the highest standard possible?
Well, I certainly hope the sheriff shows up tomorrow, Saturday, for the big protest that's scheduled. What do you expect to see tomorrow during the protest?
I think people have just had enough. You know, this is kind of a line in the sand. This is the smoking gun. You know, for years we had thought that this was the case, that they were militarizing the police for reasons other than what they were saying publicly. And here we have a deputy so comfortable that he comes out and says this in a public place out in front of a Walmart. The question is, what conversations went on before this? What training happened before this? And we're going to be doing a Freedom of Information request to that effect. But I think Saturday is really the start of the entire pushback of this. And I think that's an important part because rules of engagement are very very key to law enforcement, to military, what you specifically are allowed to use a piece of equipment for, under what circumstances, that's drummed into you. Whether you're a law enforcement officer, whether you're a military veteran, it's drummed into you. So the fact that we have a 20-year veteran of the law enforcement out in Spokane Valley, and also somebody that has prior military experience, what was the rules of engagement that he was trained on and given for this MRAP?
Well, I think what's alarming to me is you can no longer tell the difference of, let's say, a military soldier and a police officer who's in full gear.
We were taught, when I was coming up, we were taught in the military, and I'm a combat veteran, that you de-escalate, that you intentionally don't come in with a bunch of gear on to, you know, make and create hostility that's unnecessary. You de-escalate the situation, and that's what peace officers do. That's not happening.
Wow. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing you there tomorrow at the protest. Great to have you on our side, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So obviously Matt Shea is going to be doing good things for our country. Also, we've got Rand Paul saying that he wants to put a bill through to stop this militarization.
A lot of people stepping up right now. And I think when Matt Shea comes out and behaves the way he is, you know, it's really inspiration to others who are afraid, you know. And I also wanted to mention that these, you know, the DOD training manuals and the SPLC and all this demonization, they are making basically a political enemy list. It's very, very dangerous, all right? This is an opposition list, kind of like, you know, Hitler had the Night of the Long Knives, where you could take out all your opposition at a single time whenever they choose. There could be, who knows, a false flag terror event, and then you take out all your political enemies. So we know from history, and history repeats, this is a very dangerous list that we are all a part of, and we're not going to put up with it.
Well, another person that's probably going to be on that list as well would be Gavin Syme. Gavin Syme is the gentleman who came and spoke right after Representative Matt Shea. He's 28 years old, young political activist. He also ran for office as a libertarian, didn't win, but he's got a lot of good things to say. He's got a really great head on his shoulders, and I was able to interview him, and I think we should go ahead and go to that video now.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com, and I'm standing here with
Gavin Syme.
And who are you?
I am a liberty speaker. I ran for Congress and lost this last year, but that's okay because we brought the whole race more constitutional, and I tend to do activism, videos, things like that. That's mostly where I'm known from, and just trying to encourage people to start standing up to the tyranny we see rising in America, to start standing up for liberty and quit backing down to these petulant, childish bullies that call themselves the authority over us.
So what did you want to achieve by coming out here today? I know that we had the remarks made by the officer about the MRAP being used for constitutionalists. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like we have a lawless government who has no respect for the people. And we see this all the time. I was actually am not from this county, but we came up here a few weeks ago, a friend, Anthony Bosworth, a fellow patriot, and myself, and we went to the safety complex over by the sheriff's office due to the issue of unmarked cars, because in Washington State it's illegal for them to drive unmarked cars. And we had a big conversation that kind of went around the world a month or so ago about this, because we have these cars stopping people, that people get raped, people get murdered, all kinds of stuff. In fact, in this county a few years ago, Mr. Creech actually got killed on his own property when an officer came in an unmarked car and parked there, and he went out to check on it, and he ended up getting shot. It was a terrible thing. The bottom line is, and where I'm going with this is, whether it's unmarked cars, whether it's MRAPs and militarized police, there's an attitude among our public officials that they're in charge, that they are the masters and we are the servants, and it's not the other way around. They're the servants and we're the masters. So my reason for being out here supporting this is just to stand with these people. A lot of them were over in Olympia with us last week. We had the I-594 rally that's defying the new I-594 law. It was the largest felony civil disobedience in American history. So myself and some of other of our team were organizing that. They had another rally like that here today. And then we came down here to stand with these guys and deal with this lawless sheriff that they have that thinks that the people serve him instead of he serves the people.
Well, sir, we need more people like you throughout America. Thank you for being out here.
Thank you.
I had a chance to watch your speech earlier.
Awesome.
It's very moving, very motivational, and I hope a lot of people that watch this video at home right now are going to get the exact same feeling, that we've got to stand up to the tyranny that's going on in America. Thank you once again.
Thank you again. Yeah, that's the bottom line. Liberty's not the fringe. Liberty's the foundation. We need to stand up for it.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Now, there you have it. Earlier today, when we were watching the videos about Gavin Syme, and I got this one together, I realized this is the same guy that we watched a few weeks back who made a very excellent video on YouTube. He's a guy who pulled over the officer and said, hey, you're driving around in an unmarked car. That is illegal in the state of Washington. And he goes, he looks at the officer and goes, sir, I'm going to need to see your driver's license, your registration, and a proof of insurance. And
it's one of our favorite videos here recently. We've all been watching this. We didn't even realize we're talking to the same guy when we're out there in Spokane. We didn't realize it until we got back. That's the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does a lot of the different, you know, how we go through the Border Patrol checkpoints mm-hmm. as well and don't answer the questions. He does a lot of those as well. Like yep. I said, all around, good guy. I had a chance to talk to him. We need more people like that. And that's another thing. We've got a lot of people now who are starting to stand up for America, for the Constitution. And
really, don't be afraid to film the police.
Yes.
Right? I mean, do it. We all need to see it, and it's a good example of how you can stand up against them. And this guy, I mean, are we going to show the video? Let's check it out.
Yeah, let's go check it out.
Just flag this officer over. I want to make sure his unmarked car is legal.
Yes, sir.
Afternoon, sir.
Good. Hey, the reason I stopped you today is because I saw this car was unmarked. Is this a registered unmarked vehicle for undercover work, or? Okay, you're not allowed to have patrol cars that are unmarked. Are you aware of that under Washington State RCW? I'd have to look it up, but. Yeah, you really should do that. So there's no mark, there's no indication on this car. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your name? Canfield? Deputy Canfield. Okay, Deputy Canfield. Can I see some ID? Can you see some ID of me? Yes. Yeah, I need to make sure that you're, you need to prove you're driving an unmarked vehicle, so I need to make sure you're actually a police officer and that you have the authority to be driving this vehicle, because you seem to be kind of doing something that's clearly in violation of Washington state law. So I just want to make sure you are who you say you are, okay? Okay. Well, Mr. Simon, I'm not going to play the game with you. This isn't a game. It's called law. Okay. Yeah. So can I see some ID and maybe license, registration, proof of insurance, sir? No, I'm not going to show you that. Yeah, this is my ID right here. That's not ID, sir. Yeah, well, if I showed you a badge, if you stopped me, would you take that as ID? Come on. Let's be reasonable. Anybody can have a patch, sir. Okay, what about... is it a big deal for you to show me some ID just so I can make sure? I can show it to you. That'd be cool. That's all I want. I just like to make sure. Canfield GT51, can I see? Yeah, you can see it. You're not going to hold it in your hand, though. Okay, let me just get a close look at it there. That's fine. Does that match this? That looks legit to me. I appreciate it. I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. Driver's license? You got a driver's license, too. I appreciate it. I do. I appreciate the cooperation. Are you stopping people in this vehicle? Yeah, I am. Okay. It's completely in violation of Washington state law, and you are culpable in that, the way the law is written. Okay. So you've admitted that you are in violation of Washington state law and that you are stopping people in this vehicle. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, I'm not going to write you up today. What I am going to encourage you to do is take this car back. I know you're smiling, but we the citizens do have a right to hold you guys accountable. If I'm in open violation of the law, I mean, I could call a sheriff out here and demand that you be written up for this, because you are in open violation of Washington state RCWs. Okay. So I just want you to talk to the sheriff about it. There's a problem with this in Soap Lake as well. And this is why I'm bringing this up lately. I really want you guys to be aware of this. I want you to follow along. Do you understand the safety concern? I mean, let's say it's 12 o'clock at night. My daughter's out driving around and she doesn't drive yet, but you get the idea. And she gets stopped by what is supposedly a police officer, but there's no markings whatsoever. And that's one of the main reasons you should not be stopping people in a car that's unmarked, because that's when the safety concern really comes in. Somebody doesn't know if they're being stopped by a police officer. So understand that every time you stop somebody in this car, you are in violation of Washington state law, and you can't do that. So if we see you stopped in this car and have doing patrol stops in this car, we're going to have a problem, because it's illegal. If you continue doing this, you could be arrested for that. I could be arrested for driving an unmarked car? For driving an illegal vehicle and refusing to comply? Okay. Are you saying that if somebody else was driving an illegal vehicle and wouldn't cooperate, that they wouldn't be arrested? How are you comparing? I mean, it's kind of apples and oranges. It's not apples and oranges. You're driving a vehicle on Washington state roads, on a Washington state highway, and it's in violation of the law, and you're accountable to the law just the same as me and anybody else is, you know? Okay. Yeah. No, it's publicly owned, any publicly owned vehicle, including county police. And it opens up with directing at the officer specifically. So, and that's the key for you. So you want to read this, because even if they give you an unmarked vehicle, you're legally obligated to not operate that unmarked vehicle, because the law is defined at the officer and says you as the officer shall not operate the vehicle on the public roadways, a publicly owned vehicle that's not legally marked.
That's good to know. I mean,
just follow up on it and let's just get it taken care of. It doesn't have to be a big deal. And I understand that there's certain instances, as is referenced in the law, where there is exemptions, but patrol vehicles are not included in that. So, okay.
Sounds good.
All right. You be safe out there, Mr. Canfield. Take care. And that is how you stop a police officer. He was driving by. I flagged him over. Some people may say, well, this is petty. Leave the officers alone, Gavin. It's not petty to hold our police accountable. And this isn't just one issue. This isn't just about police or sheriff. It's not one thing. It's accountability. It's the lawlessness we see all across America where government disdains the people and disdains the law and thinks that they're above the law. We can't allow that. We the people are the sentinels of our liberty. The Constitution is a law that we placed on government. We the people must hold them accountable to the law. These guys are obligated to respect law and liberty and to follow the rules that we the people placed upon them.
So obviously we want to point out it's not about being anti-cop. People who are asking for accountability for the police department and why are the police departments being over-militarized here. I mean, clearly they're building up arms. The American people are the enemy. I mean,
no hesitation targets.
Right, exactly.
And I want to remind, I'm glad, you know, we have police officers that call in the Alex Jones Show, that email us all the time, whistleblowers. So there are plenty of good cops out there that are just against all of this as we are.
Right.
And I think it's a sleeping giant. Same thing with the military. You know, a lot of guys in the military, same thing.
We had as we were leaving the protest in Spokane, we had a DHS gentleman. He came out, showed us his badge, like, hey, I'm legitimate. I'm a DHS employee.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys. I'm here to help out with anything I can. If you ever get in any kind of trouble, let me know. You know, there's a lot of people on the inside who are good. We just need more people to stand up with us and help us out.
Absolutely.
Unite.
Yeah, and that's what this is about. It's about accountability. You know, it's not being anti-government. It's holding the government accountable, not letting them descend into tyranny and chaos.
You.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that's what this is about. Don't let people trap you into that, oh, you're anti-government or you're against the police. It's not that at all. Even the police, you know, they acknowledge that there are some things going on in their departments that, you know, maybe they don't want to speak up because of the blue privilege there. We actually had a police officer who was fired because she tried to stop an officer from beating a person who was already handcuffed, and they fired her. So this is something that happens when the police speak out against their fellow boys in blue or what have you. There's repercussions for them, and so they're afraid to speak out. But we do need accountability for our police departments before things get out of hand. Well, guys, thank you for joining me in the studio tonight and sharing your reports. You guys obviously did a lot of really great work out there. We are going to leave you with this wrap-up video, John Bowne's response to the unconstitutional sheriff there in Spokane, just to give him a little piece of our minds here at InfoWars. Thank you guys so much, and we hope you enjoy your Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, JC.
Today I'm here to talk to you a little bit about a InfoWars report that states that a Spokane County deputy stated that we need a armored personnel vehicle to deal with constitutionalists that have stockpiled ammunition.
That is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
That report, in and of itself, is very misleading. What you haven't been told is a particular interview started by a lady filming deputies at a charity function that were working with the MRAT, and her whole contention was that we were trying to desensitize children to the fact that we had an MRAT, that it was all propaganda. She then proceeded to interview not just one deputy, but a sergeant, a corporal, and a deputy. My question is, why is only 3 seconds of that interview being shown by InfoWars.
Because we are engaged in real journalism here. We go wherever the truth leads us. Now, we've seen a long slide towards a paramilitary police state in this country. I've been talking about it for a long time, made four films on the subject since the late 1990s. And we are now here. They've gone from denying that this is happening to admitting it.
The FBI, the DHS, and the nation's police departments, they're being trained that we are the enemy. And look, I've got here a Department of Justice constitutionalist extremist guide right here in my hand. This was published by the DOJ. And it says to look out for American citizens who are members of the Patriot Movement. This is a training manual that's titled Investigating Terrorism and Criminal Extremism, published by the DOJ, complete with terms and concepts to help recognize potential extremists. And I'm going to read some of their bullet points, and you're not going to believe this. This is what they consider to be extremist speech. Anyone who talks about black helicopters, well, they are obviously prone to conspiracy theory beliefs, and they should be monitored and considered a threat, according to the DOJ. If you talk about the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral Commission or the CFR, you are a threat. Anyone who talks about the Illuminati or the New World Order, well, you're a threat. And if you stockpile food, water, and weapons, you might be an extremist, according to the United States Department of Justice.
My other question is, since this happened on December 7th, and InfoWars didn't reach out until December 12th at 9:39 p.m., why didn't they bother to try to take a chance and contact the sheriff's office during operation hours so we could have a chance to respond to this? They contacted Representative Matt Shea. Why not talk to the sheriff before running the story?
Let's go to John in Washington. Go ahead, John.
Hello, guys. This is a fellow who lived in Spokane, Washington. I operated a large informational website in Spokane, and I lived there, and it got so bad with surveillance and harassment that I moved to a neighboring county. I live about 14 miles off the paved road, and twice out here in recent history, I have seen bearcats on the dirt road right at sundown patrolling, and they were not the same model. They were two different ones. I was in an adjacent county minding my own business 10:45 one night in the year 2005, and on a telephone call from Spokane County to Stevens County, the Stevens County sheriff, who was Craig Thayer, picked me up at my home, transported me across county lines, turned me over to the Spokane County Sheriff's Department, who gulagged me for over a week without getting to see a magistrate, with absolutely no telephone call whatsoever. I lost $36,000 in construction contracts because of it, and nobody knew where I was, and my dogs were locked in the house with no food. So I can tell you for a fact that Spokane County not only handles Spokane County like a commissar, they actually dictate to Stevens County, Ponderay County, Ferry County, all of the adjacent counties, Lincoln County. Whatever Spokane says, they will do it.
Spokane's Mayor David Condon released more details on his police action plan this morning. Take a look. It includes having officers connect with communities by attending neighborhood council meetings. Officers will also receive specialized training to help them deal with vulnerable populations like the mentally ill. And Condon wants to enhance civilian oversight of the police department.
All of these changes coming from recommendations out of the Use of Force Commission. And those do include those body cameras, in which all Spokane police officers will be wearing one of those by the end of the year. And all of these changes, of course, sparked by cases like Otto Zem, in which a former Spokane police officer was sent to prison for using excessive force.
This is video of Sergeant Pete Bunch from 2005. Last Friday, Bunch was reportedly walking a couple blocks from his South Hill home when a neighbor called police thinking he was a prowler. She'd watched him walk through her backyard and her neighbor's yards. Court documents say the first officer on scene stopped Bunch in the street, but Bunch wouldn't look at him and appeared to be in a daze. Police say Bunch was uncooperative and wouldn't answer questions, but he did say he was looking for his lost dog.
Is obstructing and resisting an offense that can get a sheriff's deputy fired?
Depends on the act. It's not one of those that is good for your career, I can tell you this.
To tell you that we have suffered a terrible tragedy this last night, 11 o'clock, my father got out of his bed responding to what he thought was a burglar and took a gun with him, challenged that vehicle in his parking lot there in front of the plant farm. Subsequently, a deputy sheriff shot him and killed him.
We're told Jacobs wanted to turn himself in after a night of drinking on a child support warrant. Three deputies showed up at their door around 5:40 Saturday morning.
The police knocked on the door. I opened it. They asked if he was there. I moved out of the way. They come in. They said, there's a knife. There's a knife.
We're told one deputy shot and killed Jacobs.
He had a knife that was in a big thick case that was in the chair behind him.
Next thing I know, the cops kicked in the door. I stepped back. Kenny reached for the knife, and they shot him.
In the end, the Department of Justice will issue recommendations, and if they aren't followed, the Spokane Police Department would risk stricter oversight by the DOJ.
Apparently, it wasn't that hot of a story if they waited a week. InfoWars and Alex Jones, in my opinion, this is standard operation procedure. They only give you what fits their agenda.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories that can seduce Republicans. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
How on earth does that kind of rhetoric to the American people serve any kind of sensible, rational purpose?
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
We're getting the big stories wrong over and over again.
If you take a look at their site right now, you will find death threats towards this deputy that remain on that website. In my opinion, that is unconscionable.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Especially when this deputy has 20 years of law enforcement service, has a Medal of Valor, and has served his nation in the United States military. He has taken the oath of office. He has sworn to protect and uphold the Constitution. It is sad and regrettable that he chose his words poorly because he used broad brush strokes.
That is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
If you ask people, many people call me a constitutionalist. I wear that title with honor because I do firmly believe in the Constitution of the United States. If you take a look at the facts, Washington law enforcement has done more to protect the rights, especially the gun rights of its citizens, than many of these groups that are decrying the deputy's comments. We have worked against the Washington version of the Brady Bill. I myself and law enforcement in the state of Washington in 2014 stepped out against I-594, which in my opinion was a very broad brush law that is unenforceable and has issues that affected gun rights. We have also taken the time to ensure, I personally ensured that in our county's emergency operation plan, that it reads that no law-abiding citizen will ever have their gun rights or their guns taken from them during a declared emergency. Again, Washington law enforcement has done more to protect the Second Amendment and stand for the Constitution than many of these groups. And it is sad that Representative Matt Shea has taken these tacks of attacking his own law enforcement agency multiple times now.
Why do you need bayonets? Why do local law enforcement need bayonets? Give me one instance where they could use those things. And I think that that's what this particular individual, when they interviewed the deputy, was asking the same question. And the question has to be answered by him, not by the public. He's the one that has to defend why he's against being a constitutionalist, being against somebody that loves the rule of law, that loves the Constitution, being against somebody that believes that the Constitution means what it says. He's got to defend that. And his deflection, which is what that 9-minute video was really kind of what he does here in Spokane County, is a long pattern of behavior of bullying and intimidation. And that's really the way it came across to me and many other elected officials out here in Spokane Valley.
I didn't hear Matt decry the fact that people that carried the banner that we all support of our constitutional rights, when these people purposely went out and killed police officers.
Whether this is staged, and boy, there's a lot of evidence it is, or whether this is just organic mind control of the sick culture. People that feel so empty and poor and pathetic that they want power, so they imagine they're comic book villains and go out and kill police. Probably 100 times the last 6 months, I have said that you're going to start seeing police officers getting shot in public, and it's going to be blamed on the Tea Party and, quote, super patriots, because it's in the dramas, it's in the sitcoms, it's in the movies, it's in the comic books. And whether it's staged black op false flags, which we know have happened in the past, or whether it's weak-minded schizophrenics or people with all sorts of personality disorders going out and doing it, it's the sick culture.
In Las Vegas, after the Bundy incident, two of those people that went down to support Bundy killed two Las Vegas police officers and draped their bodies in the Gadsden flag. I did not hear Representative Shea decry the death of those officers. And quite frankly, as constitutional loving citizens, we all should have decried the heinous acts committed by some that claim to hold our beliefs, because they truly do not hold our beliefs.
Deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment. Take a look. More than 104,000 people have signed it so far. And joining me now is one of the people behind the petition, Alex Jones. He's host of the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows. No matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
That is the biggest problem we have in America today, is that we have people that preach fear and hatred.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
I wrote Blacklash to expose the failures of the progressives and also to push back on the black liberal establishment whose message is about wealth redistribution and race baiting. Here we have the MSNBC characters like Torre and Al Sharpton who were spewing this nonsense.
Break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
This is nothing more than a continuation of that preaching of fear and hatred against law enforcement, and the government. Our whole society has become polarized, and it is a shame that we allow these hate mongers and these fear mongers to control the day.
And CNN, Time Magazine, MSNBC saying, hey, it's good to riot, it's legitimate. Louis Farrakhan and others saying, yeah, go ahead and target whites. That's crazy. You like the Bosnian guy, who I guarantee has no connection to slavery in this country, barely speaks English, getting his head clubbed in by hammers? I mean, by black folks? I mean, really, Farrakhan? Really? He deserved to have his head clubbed in?
It violates my belief in what America can be, to hear young people feeling marginalized and distrustful even after they've done everything right. That's not who we are.
That is President Obama in a press conference yesterday. I was monitoring all the major morning shows on cable and broadcast TV this morning, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, 100% hyping and race baiting, where the only issue in America is black versus white. And the people versus the police. No discussion of the banking complex, the military-industrial complex, the legal law firm complex and accounting firm complex that is tax-free above the law, that has publicly militarized and globalized and federalized our police and are the authors of the vicious police tactics and policies that have been put forward. They're installing the same tactics in Europe, in Australia, in the United States, in Canada. Someone questions the police, so they choke them to death. In the case up in New York, where riots are promised if the cops aren't indicted. And in that case, they really do kill him. They really do grab him. He's not resisting him. He's just talking to him. And four white cops kill him deader than a hammer.
I am asking every citizen of Spokane County to step up and say no more. No more demonizing the very people that have sworn to protect you because of 3 seconds of video and 3 seconds of something taken out of context. That deputy is a very great individual. He serves his community well, and I will be having a discussion with him about his choice of words. But let me leave no doubt in your minds that we are constitutionally based, we enforce the Constitution, and at no time will that piece of equipment be used to take your constitutional rights away. But it will be used to save your lives, and that's why we have it. We have threats from around the world that we deal with on a daily basis. We have threats of people going into our schools and shooting our children. We have threats of people putting bombs on our streets. We have the equipment to deal with those threats. And that equipment is there to save your lives and to protect the lives of the men and women that ride in them to come and rescue you. This is Sheriff Ozzie Knezevich. I hope I have made it very clear that I am appalled by the misinformation put out by InfoWars without the opportunity to address 3 seconds of comment. Where's the rest of the tape? Where's the rest of the interview? Where's the tape showing the individual that taped this saying that we were trying to use this as propaganda, this piece of equipment, to desensitize children towards it? Where is that? If you really want to have the debate, I will be more than happy to debate anybody on this issue. I will be more than happy to look Alex Jones in the eyes and tell him my opinions. And I am more than willing to debate Representative Matt Shea at any time on these issues.
I think that any time we have somebody that is saying innocent citizens that have done nothing else other than love the Constitution are somehow the enemy, we don't live in a free country anymore. And when that is allowed to stand, then tyranny gets a foothold. And I think that that's one of the reasons there's been such this great public outcry here in Spokane Valley, Washington, why there's going to be a protest in front of the sheriff's office this weekend, and why he needs to take action to do, I think, the right thing, which would be to apologize to the citizens, do some remedial constitutional rights classes, establish a citizen board to oversee the deployment of that MRAP, or even better yet, get rid of it and send it back. And also to meet with the people he's offended instead of trying to blame them for what his deputy said. And clearly, what other conversations occurred before this to make that deputy so comfortable that he could say that in a public place in front of a Walmart?
Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control.
Globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding and making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv. Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-2- In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.